MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. It's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate, though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week, I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. My guest tonight is the multi-talented creator, writer, and star of Fleabag, and one of my favorite people I've ever given an Emmy to. Please welcome to A Late Show, Phoebe Waller-Bridge. Phoebe, last time you were on, I have to confess, I had not seen Fleabag.
That's okay, I could tell.
You could not? I watched. I gave away no inkling that I hadn't seen Fleabag. I try to, you know, shows that people are doing before they come on, but I just don't have time.
I would never have expected you to be honest. I don't know how you do it. So thank you for finishing that, but that's totally fine.
How are you with taking compliments?
It sort of depends on what they're about. If it's about my shirt, very well.
Okay. It is a lovely shirt. It's a lovely shirt. How are you taking compliments about your work? Because I'd like to wax at you briefly here for a moment. Because, good luck.
Yeah, I love it.
Here we go. I cannot believe what a hilarious and beautiful show that is. I'm almost angry at you for making something like that. Because I've done a lot of different things. I've done this, I've done narrative, I've done presentational, and now I just feel like, why create anything? Because Fleabag exists. Am I the only person who has said this to you, who is actually kind of furious at you for creating that show?
I think there may have been one or two angry people. that's actually my favorite. That's my favorite. I live to make people angry at me. Right. The show. Thank you very much.
Now, how do you feel about being responsible for making the concept of priest hot again?
Really, really proud of myself for that. I think that might be the thing I'm most proud of. Apparently, there was a poor priest in the UK who started getting unsolicited photographs of women sending naked pictures of themselves to this guy's email that had been passed around just because they were watching Andrew so much and needed an outlet. And they found this one poor priest who's, I don't know if he's still going, but yeah.
Well, it's just sort of a modern form of confession, I suppose.
But my show certainly is for me.
Really? Is what you write confessional?
It sort of is. Yeah, it feels really personal. So it feels like, I feel like I always want to go close to the bone. So anything that feels like when I feel a little bit nervous writing it, I feel it's actually cathartic. Whenever I feel a little bit nervous writing something, I know I've got somewhere personal, which is normally a good sign.
Well, people used to ask me whether my old character on The Colbert Report was me or what parts were like me.
Yeah.
And I like to say that show was, I got to wear a mask so I could confess my own weaknesses. Because the things that he indulged in were the things that secretly, I guess, I would like to do. But a polite person can't do them, or a person with conscience can't do them. You know, make yourself the most important person.
It's the perfect crime.
Oh, hey, the last time I saw you in the flesh was at the Emmys.
Yeah, you had given them to me.
I know. I had the great, great honor of presenting you with Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy Series, one of just a raft of Emmys you won that night.
That's the one I remember most. You remember you handing it to me most. I remember
that part too. But what was that night like for you? Was that surreal?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I mean, I could never have imagined a night. I don't think any of us could ever have imagined a night like that. I mean, it is a night that dreams are made of, and it all just went, and it was just so full of sort of love and madness and vodka gimlets. When I think of it, it's just become this one sort of like mushed up memory of just friends and lights. Yes. And fun. And it was extraordinary. I'll never, ever forget it.
Well, it led to one of the most glamorous photographs that any of us can imagine. You're on a lawn chair or something.
With the gimlet. Vodka gimlet always in hand. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was with just a bunch of like six friends out the back, and one of them took that photo and then put it on his Instagram, and then it just went mad. Be careful of who's taking photos of you. One turned out quite well. But yeah, you never know. Yes. What did you do later that night? Did you just go home?
Well, I didn't. I saw you. You saw me. I was at Chateau when you were in that chair. Exactly. And I came over. You had a throng of people around you. And a friend of mine said, oh, go say hi. You're like, you've seen the show. Like, go. You're such a huge fan. Go say hi. I'm like, I don't want to bother her. And she says, no, go say hi. So I went over to go say hi. And I had said that I just bragged to my staff that when I gave you the Emmy, you gave me a peck on the cheek. And so I felt like I won the Emmys that night. And at that exact moment, a very, I'm sure, nice and well-meaning person came up to me to give his opinion of something I should do on my show. And in front of you, and I pray you don't remember this, I turned to him and I said, not now. And then by the time I turned back to you, you had moved on to more glamorous fields.
No. So all I remember at that point was there was some cheese toasties going around.
Yes.
And by that point, it was all eyes on the toasties. I couldn't think about anything. So, but with your not now, it was probably the same thing I was doing to anything that wasn't a cheese toastie, so I get it.
Okay, how are you, where are you right now?
I'm in bed, in London.
Okay, you're in the UK. I didn't need to know. You didn't get too specific. What side of the bed,
here.
Phoebe? Okay, it's very late there. Thank you for doing it. I realize that. How are you holding up in the UK? Your queen gave you a beautiful speech. Was that moving and effective for the people who live there?
She did. She really bossed it, actually, on that speech. It was extraordinary.
She did what? I'm sorry?
She bossed it. I don't think I've ever said that before, so I'm already regretting saying it. And even
to
more so,
she bossed it. She bossed it. Okay. Yeah. She rocked it. Okay.
You know, it was really extraordinary because, you know, whatever people think about the Queen or the royal family or their place in the world, there was a real moment of gravitas when she spoke to us that we all sort of needed, and unity. And then she ended it with, I mean, the most epic sentence. I don't know if you've seen it, but she said, we will see our friends again. We will see our family again. We will meet again. I mean, it was so badass.
It's a great callback to Vera Lynn from World War II. I mean, just beautiful.
It was beautiful, yeah. It was very, very moving.
Mm-hmm. So who are you tucked away with right now? Are you with family? Who are you happily stuck with?
I'm very happily stuck with my sister, and we're being very civilized.
Okay. Is it older sister, younger sister?
Yeah, older sister by about 18 months, so we're pretty close in age.
Does she boss you around?
No, actually, we've been so good. When we were some teenagers, we promised each other we'd never live with each other because we worried that even though we're very, very close and adore each other, we'd probably kill each other. And then we started living together a couple of years ago, and it's just been bliss. And actually, this time, we're sort of ships passing in the night most times when we live together, and actually, we've actually had proper time. We do we've had to have code words in the house.
What code words for what?
Like, get the hell out the kitchen. So we have, because we have like one communal space in the middle of our bedrooms, but if there's one person in the kitchen, the other person comes, or like if she came into this room now, I don't know why she'd have to use my bedroom now, but if she came in now, she would look at me and go, lemon? Which means, can I come in? Or are you working? And if I go, lemon, that means, get out, I'm working. And if I say pear, that means sure, come in and hang out. I don't know why we landed on those. They were the friendly fruits.
Oh, really? I love a fruit-based system.
What do you That's guys nice. Do?
What do we do? Well, my daughter is the eldest child in this family. Mm-hmm.
And my wife and I are both youngest children. And so my daughter naturally tells us what to do. And so she has engaged a chore chart for us. Matter of fact, there was a family-wide email 2 days ago explaining what is filthy, what needs to be cleaned, and basically priorities. She's here. She won't come on camera. But yes, she is 100% in charge of the communal bathroom. Why aren't we wiping down the window frames? What's the porch is a mess.
But does she delegate? Who does what? When?
She does. First of all, she's great. She does the work herself first, and then she starts delegating to other people. And you know what? If we just do what she says, things go better, because she actually knows what she's talking about.
My God, you have a natural leader.
Yeah.
And she leads by example. I can't believe she does it all herself first. That is a classy dictator you have in the house there.
She just called you a classy dictator.
Oh, thank
actually,
you
so she much. Called you a classy dictator.
Very nice.
Okay. A lot of people are finding their inner chef while they quarantine. Are you cooking?
I am. I have had the most extraordinary experience with my kitchen over the last few weeks. I really enjoy cooking, but I've never been able to do a huge amount of things. So I just started experimenting. And the first two were an absolute disaster. My poor sister has had to be the taster for these, but I've suddenly got the hang of it. And now I can't, it's all I can think about now. It's just,
what's your go-to? Do you have a go-to dish at this point?
I don't really have a go-to dish. I have a go-to cookery book, which is Simple by Ottolenghi.
Simple.
Is not the reason I've come on your show to promote that.
We'll book him next.
But it's because you're a good cook, aren't you? You're a keen cook.
I'm a keen cook. I don't know if I'm a good cook. I enjoy cooking, maybe more than I'm good at it. And right. I live with people who are nice to me, so they say they enjoy it.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. Key.
Phoebe, we have to take a little bit of a break, but please stay right there in your bedroom, because folks will be right back with more Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Everybody, we're back with Phoebe Waller-Bridge, safely ensconced in her bedroom in London. Let's talk about you know Fleabag, obviously the only perfect television show ever made, but it started as a stage show, and I understand you brought it back last year, had a sold out run in New York and in London, right?
Yes.
So what are you doing now that people need to know about? I love this idea.
So what we're doing now is when all the theatres closed in the UK, and I think it was around the same time in the US, me and the Fleabag team started talking about how we could do something to help the community, the theatre community, but also the wider community, basically how we could just raise money. And we had in our back pocket the National Theatre live recording of the play in the West End last year. And that was actually screened into some cinemas, but hasn't ever been on TV and has never been able to be streamed or anything. So everybody sort of banded together and decided that we were, everyone waived their fees, all the producers got involved, and then Amazon came on board and Soho Theatre On Demand, Soho Theatre was where the play first happened, first started. And we've now managed to put the show online, this one, like one-off recorded performance online to be streamed for a minimum of £4, which I think is about $5. Mm-hmm. And it, all the money, all the proceeds from it goes to charities working on the front line, working to support people on the front line of the coronavirus pandemic. So,
and where can they stream it?
They can stream on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
In the US, and in Canada, it can be streamed on the Soho On Demand website, which is also which is the UK based website. Mm-hmm. And it's a slightly different experience from the TV show because it's a one woman show. It's where the whole thing started. So it's mm-hmm. it's a 70-minute monologue mm-hmm. By me, if you can bear it. And it's basically the origins of the TV show. It's a little bit darker, a little bit weirder, a little bit ruder than the
I have a confession to make is that I got the link last night and I have not watched it.
Okay.
Because that's my style.
Stick
with
to
you.
Audition.
But I wanted to watch it because my wife said, "Oh, we've got this great, let's watch it." And again, my daughter said, "No." She said, "You can watch it by yourself, but you cannot watch it with your children because it's," she goes, "it's a little darker, it's a little
okay,
it's a little rougher."
She knows. She watched it. Thank you for watching it.
So, why is the stage play a little bit, I'll use the word racier. Why is it a little racier, a little darker than the show? Because the show didn't seem to be pulling its punch.
Yeah. It really delves into the psychology more because it's a monologue. There's a lot more of her point of view and the harsher perspective she has on the world. And she's much less, the characters, I mean, it's sort of hard because there's a lot of, she's very sexually candid, but she uses it in a sort of way to control the energy in the room. Whereas it had a kind of cheekier element to it in the TV show. And it's all tied into her own psychology and her own lack of self-worth and you know, all that. But in the show, she's much spikier. And so her perspectives on the world and on people and how she believes that everybody, you know, values her and everybody else by how attractive they are. And she's a porn addict. And, you know, there's a lot, you find out a lot more about the kind of darker corners of her psychology. And also there's a couple of like more uncomfortable events that happen to other characters in the show at the end, one in particular. But yeah, so if you want to enjoy that.
I'm sold. By yourself.
Yeah,
not yourself, with your children.
Absolutely no family around. Mm-hmm. The really wonderful thing is that we feel that so many people were trying to, and us as well, were trying to find ways to entertain people at the same time. People were trying to find ways to raise money. And with this, endeavor, we thought, you know, we might have an opportunity to do both. And we're really, really, really excited now that it's gone on to Amazon Prime to say that we are now also, as well as the money we're raising going to the NHS and the charities here in the UK, we are now also giving some of what we raise to Broadway Cares, which is a charity in the US that raise money to look after people in the theatre community who have now obviously lost jobs and potential future prospects and everything. So, and, you know, it's really important to remember that the theatre community isn't, you know, as I well know, and I imagine you probably know as well from your experiences, isn't just the glitz and glamour of the West End. You know, it's not, we always think it as a glamour, it's glamorous facade, and actually it's companies up and down the country working so hard to bring communities together, like put on plays, you know, in schools. It's the behind the scenes, the technicians, the set builders, the, you know, the box office people, you know, everybody there is working together to create this incredible cultural community that we have. You know, that's where Fleabag started. And we were so embraced in New York, we just wanted to, you know, give back a bit in this time.
That's lovely. That's lovely.
Thanks.
Hey, before I let you go, and obviously you're under no legal obligation to answer this question, though, as a member of the talk show community, you are sworn in right now. What is the Fox? You don't have to tell me. You can't.
What do you think the Fox is? Oh my God, you slumped so much that you're so disappointed.
No. But now I'm sorry I asked, because if I say what I think the fox is, I think the fox is the hound of heaven.
Now, I wish that was my answer.
I fled him down the nights and down the days. I fled him down the labyrinthine ways of mine own soul. I hid from him under running laughter. And that, you know the poem?
Yes, I can't believe you're just reciting it like this.
At the very end, when the hound finally catches the man, it says, "O fondest, blindest, weakest, it is I whom thou seekest. Thou dravest love from thee who dravest me."
I'm completely blown away. Yes, that's what it is. And that's what it, can you do that whenever anyone asks what I said? The fox
yes.
was.
We'll just have this printed out and put on a blue card for you. You
yes,
can distribute
please.
It to people. Phoebe, thank you so much for being here. It's been
you.
A delight.
Thank
Our
you.
Best to your sister.
Thank you.
And
so
thank you
love
for
your family.
Giving us, thank you for giving us a pear to our lemon tonight.
Thanks for having me on.
Fleabag National Theater Live is available to stream on Amazon right now. All proceeds will go to charity supporting those affected by COVID-19. Phoebe Waller-Bridge, everybody. Thanks, Phoebe.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.